This is a story update on the Hidden Killers podcast from True Crime Today.
Welcome to the podcast. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates and discussions. The Daybells. There's been some movement this week in that case to the effect of Lori Daybell and her attorney moving with motions to try and get her case dismissed. Now, if you're new to the Daybell story, oh my goodness, it could go on and on and on and on for many, many hours, but let me just give you a quick synopsis. So it puts it more into context when you hear that she's saying, my rights have been violated and I should be set free. So the story of Chad and Lori Daybell goes quite a ways back. Goes back to the time when suddenly spouses started dying randomly. It happens to be that both of their spouses died under rather mysterious circumstances so the two could be together. You see, Chad writes these books that are about the end of the world. It's kind of a break off from the Mormon religion. That's kind of like its basis, but then it goes way out of left field. And he starts predicting the end, and he starts telling Lori that they belong together. They have this little romantic text string back and forth that sounds like a really bad supermarket romance novel, but far worse. And their children eventually go missing. They start calling them zombies. They start believing that people around them are zombies, and they need to be eliminated. So Lori's kids, Tylee and JJ, 7 and 17. They went missing in September of 2019. This is finally when people started paying a little more attention to what the hell they were doing. But it still took several months. It took Dateline literally stalking them down in Hawaii and exposing this insanity when the children were missing, because they were missing for months. And Child Protective Services checked a little bit, but they kept taking Lori's word for it that they were with a friend, or they were here, or they were there. Meanwhile, while they're missing, they get married in November 2019, start collecting the Social Security benefits belonging to JJ and Tylee after their deaths between October 1st of 2019 and January 22nd of 2020. And they just go on like life is normal, but nobody knows that the kids are dead yet. And then eventually, people start digging around the yard. Authorities go in, and they find the bodies of the children on the property of Chad Daybell in rural Idaho. When they found that they've been dead for a number of months, while the Daybells were telling their friends and family and authorities, oh, they're off with friends. You have to see the wedding photos, by the way, on the beach in Hawaii. It totally looks like a couple that's mourning the loss of their children. Actually, not at all. It looks like two psychopaths. In late May of 2021, the couple was indicted on multiple counts each of first-degree murder, grand theft by deception, as well as multiple counts each of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit first-degree murder in relation to the deaths of Tylee and JJ and Chad Daybell's ex-wife, according to the statements made by authorities at the time. In addition, Arizona authorities indicted Vallow in the slaying of her ex-husband, Charles Vallow, in July of 2019. So lots of death surrounds these people, and there's even more. That is just it in a nutshell. It was drug out. Their behaviors are quite literally sociopathic or psychopathic. It's very hard to tell. There's a lot of documentaries out there. Sins of Our Mother. Dateline did quite a good series on it. Mommy Doomsday, lots of ways to sit back and binge and see the insanity of these two in full motion. But now that you're a little bit educated on this, maybe you already were. And if you were and you just heard the same thing you already know, I apologize. So, after spending 1,169 days in jail for her alleged role in the murders of her two children and the ex-wife of her husband, Tammy Daybell, Lori Vallow Daybell has asked Idaho Judge Stephen Boyce to dismiss her case in a motion that she filed this last week on Thursday. Lori Vallow's motion was filed after she had spent all those days in jail. Legal team representing Vallow claims that her constitutional right to a quick trial has been breached by the court. Here's the thing. They were trying to get her in court much sooner, but she wasn't deemed mentally competent to do so. Because judging by her phone calls and her interactions with people, she didn't seem to think she had done anything or that there was any problem that her children were completely dead or missing. Her murder trial, which was to be held jointly with that of her husband, Chad Daybell, was scheduled to begin in 2021, but it was postponed for many reasons, including her competency evaluations and COVID. The first trial setting in this event, in this case, was set for October 11th of 2022, since that was within 6 months of April 19th, 2022. Government then asked for more time, and the court granted the request and set the trial in for January 9th of 2023. This violated her right to a speedy trial, the motion states. The motion to dismiss was filed, like I said, on Thursday. It includes a timeline of the events in Vallow's case, including her initial arrest in Hawaii in February 2020, when she was held on $5 million bond, her indictment in May of 2021, her arraignment in April 22, her first trial setting on the indictment in October of 2022, her second trial setting on the indictment in January 2023, and her third trial setting on the indictment, which is scheduled for April of this year. And they added it all up and said 1,169 days. Another way to look at it, your kids have been dead that long too. And they were buried, by the way, in the backyard of your husband, who both think that there's some sort of celestial beings for the end of the world and that they are going to rule the planet. That's another part of this onion of insanity. It sounds too crazy to be real, but it really is. So all of that, and, oh, her rights have been violated, so maybe we should just dismiss it. No big deal. Go on about your day. Chad Daybell has petitioned the state to postpone the trial that was scheduled to take place in April in Fremont County. He has also forfeited his right to a speedy trial. On February 9th, the court will convene a hearing to discuss various applications, including Vallow's move to dismiss the case and other motions. We'll have that update for you here on February 9th. Along with the laugh tracks that will be played in court as these motions are read. You almost have to. Although we are living in 2023, so I suppose anything's possible. Maybe they will throw the case out and just say, yep, it was violated. You are free to go and keep going. Because this is just too good not to watch. Very sad and a disturbing case of clearly individuals that are not mentally well. I truly feel bad for anyone attempting to represent either of the Daybells, especially Lori. That's the latest on that case. Keep it here. We'll keep you up to date with conversation and breaking updates as they happen. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. From all of us here at True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast, thanks for listening.